The lahars wore channels into the thick ice cap on the volcano. The lahars themselves changed in size and shape as they picked up loose soil, rocks, and other material. If the evening had been clear, the people of Armero might have seen the volcano erupting again. Maybe they would have packed their bags and left. But a storm blocked the view of the volcano's summit, so people continued their daily routines. They did the things they did every day. Meanwhile, the lahars continued to flow. As they poured down the volcano, they grew larger and thicker. Gradually, they spilled into river valleys. Churning downstream, the lahars continued to pick up soil and rocks. They tore plants and bushes from the ground and carried them along. Mud and rocks splattered high into the dark sky. People living miles away from where the lahars flowed could feel their vibrations. The force of the lahars was strong enough to sweep away houses. Those watching the lahars felt relieved that their homes were safely out of the lahars' path. One of the lahars was following the path of the deadly blast of 1845. It was heading toward Armero. Officials in a nearby area tried to contact Armero. No one could reach the town because rain and ash from the eruption had cut off communications. Finally, other towns succeeded in radioing Armero, but it was too late. About the same time, the lahar destroyed a dam on the Rio Lagunillas. Rio Lagunillas. The dam burst, and the lahar pushed the floodwaters ahead of it. The first pulse of the lahar entered Armero. For the Suarez family, November 13th started out as a normal day. Like all the people in Armero, the family was unaware of what was heading toward their town.